mortgage giants Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac. The Bush administration took the action to avoid the possibility of major financial turmoil. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson.
I attribute the need for today's action primarily to the inherent conflict and flawed business model embedded in the GSE structure and to the ongoing housing correction.
The top executives of both institutions got the axe. They've been replaced by Herb Allison, the former vice chairman of Merrill Lynch. He will head Freddie Mae. And David Moffett, former vice chairman of U.S. Bank Corp., was chosen to head Freddie Mac. Powerful and deadly Hurricane Ike is barreling toward the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters say the Category 4 storm could intensify before it moves into Cuba late today. United States oil companies with installations in the Gulf of Mexico are keeping a wary eye out for Ike. This is the Information Radio Network.
Psoriasis. The itching, flaking, and irritation is painful, but the emotional suffering can be even more devastating.
My body was so sore. My mind was so worn out. I could not sleep at night.
I felt self-conscious. Nobody knows what that flaking is.
And people say, ew, it just made me feel like you're dirty.
I don't want people knowing I have this. It's embarrassing.
Of course I felt self-conscious. Not very attractive to look at.
The solution is new and improved Skin Zinc Advanced, the number one OTC treatment for psoriasis.
Skin Zinc turned out to be the perfect answer.
Skin Zinc has changed my life. The third day I saw that my psoriasis was disappearing.
In 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away.
My elbows are completely cleared up. You have to try it. Skin Zinc will make your psoriasis go away.
I think we're a Skin Zinc family for life.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc with Hydronize. 1-800-626-5198. That's 1-800-626-5198. Eliminate psoriasis symptoms fast. Call 1-800-626-5198. Call now. Get relief. 1-800-626-5198.
Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama believes John McCain's pick for a running mate, Governor Sarah Palin, is a skilled politician. However, he told ABC's This Week he thinks McCain chose a vice presidential nominee who's even more closely aligned to President Bush than McCain himself. Obama also challenged claims by the McCain campaign that Palin has more national security experience than he does due to Alaska's proximity to Russia and her command of the Alaska National Guard. The United States forces in Iraq will be getting a new leader. General David Petraeus will hand over command of those forces to Lieutenant General Raymond Odinero later this month. There are approximately 146,000 U.S. troops in Iraq. Petraeus has commanded them for just over a year and a half. Odinero will be promoted to full general as he takes over command. Petraeus is one of the military's most highly regarded figures. The transfer is to take place September 16th. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNNews.com.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Grass and weed allergens. Yes, they're headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. Non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among oral OTC decongestants. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
Vice President Cheney is continuing his diplomacy over the crisis in Georgia. He's been visiting Italy, where the foreign minister says Cheney renewed his call for cooperation between Europe and the United States on Georgia. Cheney wants Western nations to keep Russia from using his position as an energy supplier to intimidate its neighbors. In Islamabad, tests are being conducted on a powder that was sent in envelopes to two American diplomatic outposts in Pakistan. A U.S. embassy spokesman says a very small number of people had contact with the envelopes and that nobody is showing any signs of illness. From Kandahar, Afghan police say two blasts have gone off at a police headquarters in Kandahar and casualties are feared. One officer says a suicide bomber targeted a police commander in the former Taliban stronghold. For the first time, Israel's government is talking about paying Jewish settlers to leave their homes in the West Bank even before a peace deal is signed with the Palestinians. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says a peace agreement would require evacuating settlers, and the country needs to be thinking about these issues. Heavy machinery still hasn't begun the task of lifting huge slabs of rock from atop the homes of an Egyptian shantytown where at least 31 people are dead and many more may be buried. Residents and journalists have been moved away from the site amid fears that more rocks could break off the cliffs nearby. And Canada's Prime Minister is hoping to strengthen the governing position of his conservative minority government. Stephen Harper has dissolved Canada's parliament. I'm Pete LaValle, IRN USA Radio News.
We can make it work for the better. We can make it work. You You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but weight.
Yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on this Sunday evening across the country and around the planet. It is the 7th day of September 2008 on this Sunday edition. I have a lot of important news and information to cover. Also going to be opening the phones up throughout the broadcast today to take your calls. It's toll free, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. If you're listening to us in Central Texas from the station that this syndicated program originates from, News Radio 590 KLBJ, you can call us at 836-0590 on the local number. Didn't take a lot of calls last week as we had several important guests on. This week we'll have more time to take your calls on a whole plethora of important issues. Before I get started, let me just put it to you this way. 95% of what I discuss on this show is undebated. It is incontrovertible facts. The Council on Foreign Relations is trying to overthrow the United States and set up a global corporate government out of its ashes. Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, all these top globalist planners, David Rockefeller, all write books admitting they're engineering all of this. But then they, conversely, on the news, talk to the public like they're children and say, none of that exists, go back to sleep. The federal government, along with some other governments and international government, admits that since the mid-90s, they have been spraying by adding chemicals to jet fuel, so the pilots and airline companies aren't even involved. They're just told, you know, here's the fuel. Spraying poisonous particulates into the sky, called chemtrails. And this is all admitted in government documents. It's going on. But before they launched that program, they preconditioned people in the media that crazy folks talked about it. So I thought people were crazy talking about it until I saw the government documents. That's the point I'm trying to make here, is that we have the national security state absorbing our country and absorbing other nations, like a boa constrictor gobbling up a piglet or a baboon. Or a baby alligator. Whatever boa constrictors eat. The point is, you've got the image. A baby hippo. Ever seen that video on YouTube? Gigantic 400-pound baby hippo and the huge snake is eating it. Amazing. The point is that we don't have a new world order. We don't have a global government. We don't have a national security state. But we almost do. And they say that. In David Rockefeller's autobiography 4 years ago, and you can go watch on Charlie Rose's YouTube channel hundreds of globalists, Henry Kissinger, you name it, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, come on and say, we've got our global government, it's almost in place. So it's kind of like a house. They built the foundation, they put in the skeleton of the building, they've put sheetrock on it, they've put in plumbing, they're putting in the carpet now, the paint, the chandeliers, they're putting in the electrical outlets. I mean, it's almost done. They're opening the doors next week, folks. They're going to have an open house, but they're not going to be offering brownies and cookies. But no, they're going to be offering forced inoculations with cancer viruses, and they say they are. And to know this, and to know this is being constructed, and to know this is being built, and to know the United States and England are the furthest along, and to see what they're doing. I mean, doubling and then tripling the police in the last 10 years. The CIA recruiting in high schools, colleges, everywhere, doubling and quadrupling again for domestic operations. I mean, it isn't enough to ship in all the heroin and cocaine. I mean, your war on drugs is going after your competition. All the hundreds of flights that have crashed, or local cops will bust a whole 18-wheeler and full of cocaine, they'll be told, hey, national security. And then these good old boys, these old senators and bankers that run our country, isn't enough to sell heroin and cocaine to our kids. But no, you got to put them in prison for using your products. And you got to kick down the wrong doors every day looking for your products. And you're like, well, Alex, we got to have it be illegal because that's what keeps the price up. That's what makes there be a black market. Or it'd be like 100 years ago, 80 years ago, when heroin and cocaine were stolen on store shelves at every drugstore. When it was in Coca-Cola soda pop. And Alex, we own the prisons. That's right, the drug dealers own the prisons, the private prisons that they put you in when you're caught using their product. It's an economic model that's really hard to believe. These guys are masters of building total slave grids. You know, I wasn't even looking for the news of government drug dealing today, but I ran across two different stories, just mainstream stories about government drug dealing. One was out of Reuters. It's just been confirmed by the U.S. government that it was a CIA rendition aircraft for grabbing people they kidnap and flying them to Gitmo and other black sites in Europe, not just in the Caribbean coast sites, but that it crashed with 3.3 tons of pure cocaine. It was coming from the source out of Colombia when the CIA aircraft went into a storm and had some type of problems landing and crashed. And there have been hundreds of those. That there have been CIA aircraft crash in Miami and cocaine and heroin just all over the field. And the guys in black, the men in black show up. And so I want to tell young people, the only way to beat these bastards is to keep your mouth shut in school, keep your head down. The public schools are induction centers to induct you into prison. The state code in Texas says that three truancies is not a truancy. It's more than 10, but they'll still criminally charge you for truancies that don't exist. They count being late to class as truancies and charge you. The courts are frauds. The system's fraud. It's all criminal. And the government has heard you. The government knows you're mad, knows that you understand they're illegitimate, and is gearing up a police state because they're aware of the fact that we are waking up to their criminality. People always say, why doesn't the government hear us? Why does the government ignore the Constitution? And, you know, on every issue, what the people want is popular and constitutional. You know, all the polls, 80, 90%, the people are against open borders, against the war, against Big Brother, against the cameras, against the biometrics, against more cops. And they just say, hey, you don't run anything. The national security state does, based in Cheyenne Mountain, Colorado, in Colorado Springs, and we work for the big private banks, and we are going to push Ritalin and Prozac, whose molecules are more dangerous than the illegal drugs we push on you, and we're going to build more camps, and we're going to build more prisons, and we're going to train your children to tattle and spy on the parents inside the schools, and we're going to fully destroy the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and we're going to have global carbon tax and the new environmental footprint garbage, with this TerraPass baloney, where every facet of your life is going to be regulated, tracked, and controlled. And if you don't like it, we'll send by some hardcore killers in black uniforms that will shove a gun down your throat and blow your brains all over the wall. Because they like steroids, they like power, they like being macho, and they're too cowardly to go fight real enemies. You understand? They're coming for you. And a lot of them aren't cowardly. They've been running Abu Ghraib torture camps, and they're coming here now. Now, that's America. That's what America is. Now, you can wake up now. We can turn it around, maybe. Or you can still keep living in denial. You can still keep believing in Sarah Palin or all these other idiots like Barack Obama that are total puppets and run nothing. Or you can grow up and stop being little children and admit bad people took over and we're in a lot of trouble. And we're going to have to fight for our lives just to survive.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 5th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 808.20. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $832.52, $410.30 for half ounce, and $205.15 for quarter ounce. That's $832.52, $410.30, and $205.15.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Let me just give you one microscopic zoom in. Imagine you're staring at a whole world of government covert operations, corruption, evil. And then zoom in on one little area. You know, what's the CIA doing in America? And of course, that's totally illegal, but they now admit they're everywhere. What have they been doing since the mid-80s that we can confirm? And, I mean, this is with Marine Corps captains, police chiefs, governors that I personally have interviewed. You want their names? Well, I can't tell you the Marine Corps captain's name. We blur his face out, but I can tell you Governor Jesse Ventura. I can tell you former San Antonio Police Chief Ale Philippus. I can tell you Jack D. Compton, Police Chief of Alice, Texas. You want more names? The CIA comes to them with giant bags of $100 bills and says, we just want you to be friends with the government. Now, these are interviews I have conducted that have been on air. You know, years later, you hear about it on NPR or the Washington Post. That's all been mainstream news in the case of Ventura. He shows up his first day at work, and there's 23 CIA people there, and they go, let's explain something. We basically run things, trying to kind of intimidate him and threaten him. He just said, who are you? We're not going to tell you. We talk to you. You don't talk to us. He said, get the hell out of my office. That's what he told him. Get the hell out of here. This is America. I'm a governor. And they said, oh, that's how you want it. And they ran black ops in the news on him from there and on out. They went after his kids in the media, everything else. And they were little old ladies. They were young black guys. They were trendies. They were the guy next door. 23 of them in his office telling a governor. Now, Ale Philippus, former Army intelligence, Vietnam veteran, patriotic, police chief of San Antonio. Delta Force approaches him, and basically that's militarized CIA commandos attached to the National Security Council. And they just were running all over San Antonio, all over Miami, all over Houston, all over East St. Louis. And I would interview the mayors, everybody. Of course, most of them ended up taking the cash. They'd show up and they'd say, here's $500,000 just to be our friend. Now, see, that's covert takeover of your governments. They do that in Georgia. And I mean Georgia over in the Caucasus. South Caucasus. They do that in Belarus. They do that in Pakistan. They do that in India. It's all completely illegal. But see, they've been running that black op since at least 1984, under Rex 84. And so PDD 51 and others may be secret. We have the cover sheet. It says the government's a dictatorship. They have public declarations of emergency each year, meaning it's a dictatorship of the Pentagon. But this isn't where they've got troops marching up and down smoking cigars like it's Guatemala. This is all covert, but it's all right there, ladies and gentlemen. And it is the shadow government that implements the snatching of 1.4 million American children each year. It is the shadow government that ships in the heroin and cocaine and pushes the school programs to put your children in on Ritalin and Prozac and hundreds of other deadly drugs. They run it all, ladies and gentlemen, and you're all a business. And it's all about making you wards of the state. Psychiatric wards, drug addict wards, prisoner wards, welfare wards. And we have all the government handbooks, documents. I've had former head of the Treasury, former head of policy, number two, Department of Education, where they'd go into meetings and be told all this. And so don't tell me if something like this was happening, it wouldn't be public. It is public. Just you and your childlike little world don't know it. And do not tell me that they didn't bring hundreds of thousands of dollars to the police chief of San Antonio. And he said no. Then he called his colleagues, the fire chief, the mayor, and they said, what, you didn't take it? It's called a corruption. Anybody watch that series Rome, which is based, it's about 95%, 96% historical, where Julius Caesar would do corruptions. He called it a corruption. He would get locals, even in Rome, on his payroll. to take payoffs to go get others to take payoffs, and then they were corrupted. It was called a corruption. The CIA is in the smallest towns, the biggest cities, and they run it all with 16 other public government agencies and over 100 private defense contractors. The private defense contractors like Lockheed Marietta don't just run the red light cameras in most of your towns. They got their private spook groups. They've got defense budgets and intelligence budgets bigger than the CIA. They're everywhere. All of them. It doesn't matter if it's some rocket propulsion unit like JPL. It doesn't matter who it is. They're all over spooks, and it's funny. It's basically mafia. Lockheed Martin. CSIC. The list goes on and on. Warrantless spying, all of it. It's admitted. It's all admitted, and that's who they are. Every city has garrisoned. City of Austin has over 100 hitmen who just sit there with their cell phones to kill people in Austin if they're needed. Do you understand that? In New York, they've got over 1,000 soldiers, ladies and gentlemen. They've got thousands of soldiers in every major city, hundreds in your medium-sized cities. They got hitmen in the smallest towns. They got federal intelligence officers in the smallest towns. They haven't killed me because I'm so spot on. They don't want to kill me and draw attention to everything I said because I've reverse-engineered what they've done, and I've gone out and done the interviews and gotten the documents and gotten it all together and put it all together. And let me tell you, it isn't pretty, ladies and gentlemen. And these people don't play games. We're not playing games here going up against them. They don't control all the media. They don't control all the press. In fact, they don't control a lot of things. They just sit up there and claim, the people they try to corrupt, it's for national security. And let me tell you why they're in trouble right now. Because hundreds of prominent former CIA section chiefs and top analysts and field commanders have gone public and have said this is a national security police state control grid, high-tech enslavement system being set up, and they don't like it. This is full-spectrum dominance of the American people and the people of the world. This is not for the red, white, and blue. So they're all saying no to all this. So what's the CIA doing? They are running radio and TV and print ads everywhere, and they are planning to triple their size and basically fire everyone. And now they're looking for felons. Let me give you a little tip here. They want aggravated felons. They're hiring child molesters. They're hiring crooks. Now, they've always done that as operatives, and they've always done that for people they handle, for assets that the handlers control. But now they are making up the cores of Army intelligence, defense intelligence, with sickos. Who do you think they peopled Abu Ghraib and hundreds of other camps around the world with? It's admitted. They would go find former federal prison guards and state prison guards who'd lost jobs for raping prisoners and beating them. And then they go look at their Google account and see what they're visiting online, do a psychological profile. Oh, yeah, everybody's got one. And then they go hire them. But that isn't enough. I told you this 10 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. They're hiring not just foreigners to fill up the military and intelligence, but they're hiring former death squad brigades out of Venezuela, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Brazil. And guess who else they're hiring? Aggravated felons. I mean rapists. That's mainstream news. The mainstream news says, though, oh, they're hiring rapists and arsonists because they're good and they'll get the job done. You're an illegitimate, bankrupt group of drug-dealing sickos, and I'm done with you. And the United States of America declares war on you, Black Ops. You will be defeated. He'd just do what he please.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip!
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, you know, Motley Crue has been playing my videos at their concerts for the last year, so I guess it's only fair we play some of their music. Now listen up, New World Order! You're a bunch of degenerate scum. You're going to get cut down to size. Cool, cool blonde. She moves like a cat. And if she gets your name, well, you might not. Well, I'm looking it up. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. That guy's got the looks that kill. He is the biggest bank robber in U.S. history. Him and his boys have looted about $60 trillion out of the economy, right into those Swiss accounts. Yeah, you heard me right. 60-plus trillion, conservatively, if you leverage it, it's in the thousands of trillions. Oh, you want sources? AP headline, September 10th, 2001. $1.9 trillion missing from Pentagon funds, and some of the geniuses out there will say, Hey, wait a minute. Alex, the whole defense budget's only $80 billion a year. Well, see, a large portion of that is put in comprehensive annual financial reports or in investments and in pension funds. All of that and more has been taken, and then the Pentagon borrowed money. And then it was handed directly to offshore corporations. I mean, generals would get billions apiece. The head guys, we're talking trillions. But what do the privates get in Iraq? They get 35,000 secret cash. Now, admit it, we told you years before it was in the news. Those big pallets of billions of cash are flowing every day. And then that's a corruption. And then the troops are offered more. They say, here's $100,000 to kill your captain. He's been blowing the whistle about what we're doing here. You know, old Dyncorp's flying some kids out. Oh, yeah. And so there's been record numbers of. So they're also killing in the military all the investigation arms that were not corrupted. See, the cancer's racing through everything right now. They're killing the investigators. They're killing the good FBI agents. They're killing the good CIA people, or they're demonizing them or setting them up, and then they're just hiring the felons and the criminals and the murderers and just grabbing the gang members and doing the psychological assessments for psychopaths that don't have records and just building their army of Mordor. It's so much fun for them. And then they tell you, oh yeah, that was 8 years ago, 7.5 years ago. Guess how much is missing from the Pentagon now? Last time I saw a congressional hearing on it, and the Pentagon says they will not discuss it in national security, and then they mention PDD 51. That means Congress no longer has authority. And Congress says, that's right. Now, of course, Congress is co-equal to the president, so how could the presidency say you have no authority and cannot even see what we're doing? Well, they don't have the paramilitary forces or the nukes or the neutron bombs. You see, in official U.S. government and British government documents, like last year's 100-and-something page British Ministry of Defense 10-year perspective, where they look forward and predict, they say that if anyone tries to take over the British government, i.e. the people or even the parliament, or if the people in the U.S. were to, say, try to march on Washington and take it over, a neutron bomb will be dropped on you. Oh, you don't believe me there. That's official policy. Because they own the banks. They own the neutron bombs. They own the death squads. They own the FEMA camps. They own the coca fields. They own the heroin plantations where they're growing the poppies. And they've got the power. And they say, hey, we're the smart people. You're the dumb people. Shut up. We're going to take the dollar. We're going to buy up all the real assets in the world in the name of the dollar. And then we're going to deflate it overnight by inflating it, and let you hold the bill for it, then leave a vanguard police state behind as we all move to Switzerland and Paraguay and Spain. And if you don't like it, we'll just release a bioweapon and say Al-Qaeda did it and kill a couple million of you, and then you'll learn how to beg and plead to your government real fast. Won't you? I'm told from high-level sources that actually a lot of globalists listen to this show because they enjoy it. They like it. There's somebody out there telling them what's being done to you because they say you're so cowardly and stupid and pathetic that you won't even do anything about it. You'll go cling to Barack Obama's skirt or to Joe Biden's, oh, save me, or you'll go to Sarah or you'll go to John McCain and hang on their skirt. Oh, mommy, 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 help me. And they'll go, oh, I'm going to help you real good. I'm going to take everything you've got, slave, and then I'm going to draft your kids claiming it's to fight terrorists, and you're going to go back our empire up, aren't you? You're going to say, yes, I'll give you my kids. I love being a schmuck and an idiot. I love being conned over and over again. I love being the dumbest people on earth. Let me explain something. The boys that run our country have completely looted it. The last act of a corrupt system is to loot the treasury. They have taken our credit and our name, and they bought real assets. They bought themselves villas and oil companies and whole lakes and whole sectors of countries and the Nigerian oil fields. That's come out that Halliburton and Cheney directly hundreds of millions in bribes. Nothing will happen to him. It doesn't matter because they've got men in black uniforms with devil tattoos that can't wait to kill you and your family if they snap their fingers. And all they're waiting for is to sell you on their whole police state apparatus. Play that CIA ad that's airing all over the country. This is them recruiting. This is the type of bull You know, but hey, if you're not a felon or if you don't have a psychopathic web surfing, which they're tracking and watching your psychological profile, do not go apply. Here it is.
Are you ready for a world of challenge? A world of possibilities? A world of ambiguity and adventure? Be a part of the National Clandestine Service at the Central Intelligence Agency. Are you a person of purpose, professionalism, with curiosity and integrity? Serve in the U.S. and abroad as a CIA officer with the National Clandestine Service. Safeguard America. Keep U.S. policymakers informed and share a mission that's larger than all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Are you an extraordinary person with a strong sense of patriotism? Learn more about a career with the National Clandestine Service at the Central Intelligence Agency. Visit CIA.gov and click on careers. That's CIA.gov. Start making a world of difference today. The Central Intelligence Agency, the work of a nation, the center of intelligence. Equal opportunity employer, U.S. citizenship required.
All right, let me tell you how this really works, okay? Let's say you go fill out the paperwork. You're the captain of the football team. You're a college football guy. You believe in America. You don't know Al-Qaeda was the name of a computer program in 79 for Muslim extremists working for the CIA. You think you're smart. You think you're intellectual because you watch Frontline. And you want to go join like Pat Tillman did. You want to go join Special Forces. You want to go join the Army. You want to go join the CIA. You want to go join Defense Intelligence. They'll have questionnaires. They'll have your whole web surfing history. You'll never be told that. You're compartmentalized. And if you're a good guy, they're going to have you out BSing the local villagers, living with them for 3 years in your Peace Corps front to take vaccines. And because you believe it's really helping him, you'll be the perfect salesman to sterilize those people, and you'll be rotated out before you ever notice how you killed that whole village. Or by the time you notice and learn about how you helped kill the whole village, oh, it'll be too far down the road. You'll be too deep in now. You'll know your phones are being listened to. You'll know your spook wife they stuck you with is really your handler. See, again, it goes on and on and on. You want to work with a bunch of backstabbing, lying, drug dealing, child kidnapping filth? Oh, I mean, they've got all these compartmentalized nice guys who are nice fellas, who were captain of the football team, to give congressman tours around the CIA building. Maybe you can get a job doing that. Or you might just be an analyst who goes out and collects field data, in some third world nation. Or you may be the good front of the CIA that goes and gives water purifiers to kids. But that's only so in that area of Africa that you'll be trusted so they can then bring in more people behind you. You understand how that works? And I don't want... And let's say they teach you the Machiavellian view, the end justifies the means. So the world's so evil, the world's so tough. Alex, you just can't handle the truth. You know, we've got to bring the narcotics into the country because if we don't, some other nation will get control of that. People are always going to want drugs. People are always going to want drugs. And,
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we are paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it, you know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
There we go.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose. But wait.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, we are back live. Huge stack of news, loaded phone lines. Gary, Steve, Jason, Robert, George, Gabe, Randall. We're going to get to all of you here in just a few minutes. I've been ranting the last 45 minutes or so. Mainly just about how black ops, which are just private corporate mafia muscle with a membrane of U.S. government front, is taking over our society. Now they're handing most of the military, most of intelligence gathering, city streets, government ownership to private corporations. So again, they took our money, they took our dollar, the private banks issued unlimited liquidity to themselves, but backed up by the U.S. population, to then come back and buy our governments up. It's in the IMF World Bank documents that got leaked in 2002. They were already well into doing it. Now here we are 6 years later under the yoke. You better find out real soon. We're being criminally looted like a bank robbery. Like we got Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, what is it, $50-something trillion dollars we're talking about? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions that were in default but leveraged, just trillions and trillions and trillions. And it's all a big mistake. It was all a big accident. Oh, we don't know what happened. And now it's being federalized. That means you're going to back it up. You're going to pay for it. You understand? And if you look at what these executives and what these stockholders and what these companies did, it is just, a lot of it's not even stockholding. It'll just be the executives or intelligence operatives or private intelligence operatives, and they'll just steal hundreds of billions a day sometimes. I mean, it's just unlimited. These guys, this makes the Russian looting under the oligarchs look like a kid stealing a stick of bubble gum next to robbing Fort Knox. And for all of you that are getting into intelligence, the local police are being co-opted into these threat management centers. And, you know, these were originally for hurricanes, originally for fires. But now the CIA and the military are in the same office with your local police. And, you know, we track everybody off their cell phones and have all this new federal gadgetry in here. The feds are taking over, period. And they are owned by private corporations. They are owned and completely hoard out and run. And so a lot of you who are going to get into intelligence, you're going to be the goofballs they laugh at in Black Ops. You're just the front and the paper pushers, those of you that are in intelligence that aren't evil. And you've all been profiled, the Dudley Do-Right, who's on a power trip with his pocket protector and his computer feeling good about himself, while you're part of a whole false reality of what goes on in the whole cloak and dagger world. Oh, man. You know, reading some of the foreign service magazines, I was in a doctor's office the other day, and I was reading the one, and it was just all this bull, and again, it would hold up troops who were real heroes. You know, some Marine Corps captain who had his eyes blown out, who runs marathons, I think it was Captain Castro, and you can't help but admire him and his courage to go to Iraq and his courage to be in harm's way and his courage to run these marathons now when he was in a coma for 6 weeks and couldn't walk when he woke up. But see, they sandwiched that in there with all the propaganda and evil. And see, that's only one little tactic of thousands they're using. And my brain just burns with understanding of the enemy operations because I study it. They say what they're doing. It's public. They laugh at you. It's like chemtrails. It's like chemtrails. Well, somebody come in here and unlock this computer system. It just locked up, and I can't do it while I'm on air. Thanks. So I want to go to calls, but I can't. The computer system locks up every 5 minutes and wants a passcode, and I just can't do it while I'm here on air. You got to enter like three of them or something. Just come on around here and enter the code into this so I can use it. Thank you. Unbelievable. I don't know anybody. They ought to have this disabled in here for the talk show host. Anyways, just to know this is going on makes me angry. All these major newspapers come out and say, okay, the government's got a huge secret program going on since the mid-90s, when we told you it was, spraying deadly poison on the people. I'm going to cover this later after I take some phone calls. Thank you. U.S. government mad scientist geoengineer atmosphere. That's Paul Watson's headline on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But when you read it, we've got links to all the mainstream news and universities where they admit that they're spraying all these poisons to, quote, save us from global warming, which is bull to begin with. So we're going to break all that down for you. And yes, that's a perfect example of how they've got compartmentalization. There's six major kerosene jet fuel suppliers. That's what jet fuel is a type of kerosene. Six major companies that have got over 90%. There's a few other little stragglers. And they supply the fuel, and then it's just mixed in there, or in some planes actually have sprayers on them, and then it's designed to go through the jet engines and be sprayed out and create nuclei that then cause particula to start forming and to form rain droplets. Remember trails, condensation trails before 96 only lasted a few minutes? Now they're there for hours? That's how dumb they think you are, that you wouldn't notice that? Well, now they just admit what they're doing. We'll tell you about that later. After I take every call that's on this board. Jason in Las Vegas, which is also Mafia New World Order run. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Jason. Okay, Jason's gone. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. You know, I've been listening to you for quite a while now. And, of course, you're talking about the divide-and-conquer, mentality that these people are promoting. And I really see a polarization happening in this country. And, you know, in the new movie you've got out that Jason has out, it has this quote right at the end from Giuliani, you know, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. And I'm seeing this more and more because in talking to, you know, the average person about this stuff, you get one of two reactions now. It's either, oh, you're one of those crazy conspiracy theorists. It's like a knee-jerk, deer in the headlights.
No, it's a cover story. It's a, I don't have to think. I'll just throw this term out.
Right. Or you get the people who are starting to do what they were designed to do by their creator, and that's use that brain God gave you and think critically, because you see all these cameras going up everywhere. You see more and more.
And by the way, the Pentagon admits that's Pentagon designed as a slave grid. We are an enemy force. The American people have been listed as an enemy force by NORTHCOM. This is official. The military openly is against us. And that doesn't mean your kid who's in the Marines, folks. Go look into NORTHCOM, look into PED 51.
Yeah, and, you know, Dallas, I'm thinking about all these things that you talk about. I mean, you know, you talk about so much on your show. And, you know, the picture is here, they're incrementally poisoning the population through the vaccine, the drugs, the food supply, and the water.
And they admit they are.
They're militarizing the police. They're programming and dumbing down the population through the media, Hollywood, the schools. They're passing legislation and executive orders. They're engineering terror attacks, and they're tracking and monitoring everybody, and then they're systematically dismantling the family through the promotion of...
And they're hiring felons and criminals from the CIA and military. We are in red-level emergency.
Right, and yet you talk to people, and it's like... Don't you do anything besides wonder who's the latest winner of American idolatry?
And no, listen, I hear you. But you can't worry about those who, men in black uniforms, could be butchering babies on street corners. They would say they didn't see it. You got to just, it was 5% when the Revolutionary War against the Redcoats in 1776, 1775, when it all kicked off. It went through 1783, 84. Again, we can obsess all day on the losers, the cowards, the idiots, the moron liberals, the moron conservatives who don't know that both parties are bought and paid for. I mean, the Democrats send the Democrats there to end the war, and the war expands. It doesn't matter what we want. It doesn't matter what's constitutional. The government does the opposite in every case of what the people want or say. Unless it's, quote, give us money, give us welfare. All they do is create debt that the private bankers, then while the money's still worth something, they go buy real assets and they leave us holding the bag. It's unbelievable. Folks, you're going to get hurt so bad by this New World Order. There is no doubt that every major vaccine causes diabetes and attacks the pancreas. Just type diabetes vaccines into Google, British Medical Journal, every major journal. They've known it for 30 years. Was designed that way. There's no doubt we went from 1 in 25,000 having autism to 1 in 86 in the last 20 years with the mercury. The feds now admit it. Still in there, by the way. Hadn't been taken out. They've made a few types and subgroups of vaccines available in small lots, if you want to be technical, that don't have it. See, they play lawyer semantic games. There is no doubt that Bayer Pharmaceutical shipped out over a million dosages of factor VIII, knowing each shot had HIV and hepatitis A, B, and C in it. Just type in to Google. You'll be seeing mainstream TV, mainstream news. Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly for more than a decade shipped this out, killing hundreds of thousands. And the media, the only spin in the media is that they did it for profit. No, they knew. They're a eugenics organization. You understand this isn't a game? People are still talking about Tylenol accidentally having cyanide in it 20 years ago and a few people dying. This was hundreds of thousands dead, hundreds of thousands more to die, and they knew it had AIDS in it. And they shipped it out on purpose. Why? My film Endgame covers it. Folks, you better wake up to the horror of reality. We'll be right back with the...
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
And one UT football player sits out this weekend after being...
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Check your watch. It is 5 o'clock.
iHeartRadio are taking control of mortgage giants Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac. The Bush administration took the action to avoid the possibility of major financial turmoil. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson.
I attribute the need for today's action primarily to the inherent conflict and flawed business model embedded in the GSE structure and to the ongoing housing correction.
The top executives of both institutions got the axe. They've been replaced by Herb Allison, the former vice chairman of Merrill Lynch. He will head Freddie Mae. And David Moffett, former vice chairman of U.S. Bank Corp., was chosen to head Freddie Mac. Powerful and deadly Hurricane Ike is barreling toward the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters say the Category 4 storm could intensify before it moves into Cuba late today. United States oil companies with installations in the Gulf of Mexico are keeping a wary eye out for Ike. This is the Information Radio Network.
Psoriasis. The itching, flaking, and irritation is painful, but the emotional suffering can be even more devastating.
My body was so sore. My mind was so worn out. I could not sleep at night.
I felt self-conscious. Nobody knows what that flaking is.
And people say, ew, it just made me feel like you're dirty.
I don't want people knowing I have this. It's embarrassing.
Of course I felt self-conscious. Not very attractive to look at.
The solution is new and improved Skin Zinc Advanced, the number one OTC treatment for psoriasis.
Skin Zinc turned out to be the perfect answer.
Skin Zinc has changed my life. The third day I saw that my psoriasis was disappearing.
In 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away.
My elbows are completely cleared up. You have to try it. Skin Zinc will make your psoriasis go away.
I think we're a Skin Zinc family for life.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc with Hydronize. 1-800-626-5198. That's 1-800-626-5198. Eliminate psoriasis symptoms fast. Call 1-800-626-5198. Call now. Get relief. 1-800-626-5198.
Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama believes John McCain's pick for a running mate, Governor Sarah Palin, is a skilled politician. However, he told ABC's This Week he thinks McCain chose a vice presidential nominee who's even more closely aligned to President Bush than McCain himself. Obama also challenged claims about the McCain campaign that Palin has more national security experience than he does due to Alaska's proximity to Russia and her command of the Alaska National Guard. United States forces in Iraq will be getting a new leader. General David Petraeus will hand over command of those forces to Lieutenant General Raymond Odinero later this month. There are approximately 146,000 U.S. troops in Iraq. Petraeus has commanded them for just over a year and a half. Odinero will be promoted to full general as he takes over command. Petraeus is one of the military's most highly regarded figures. The transfer is to take place September 16th. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNNews.com.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Grass and weed allergens. Yes, they're headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. Non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among oral OTC decongestants. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
Vice President Cheney is continuing his diplomacy over the crisis in Georgia. He's been visiting Italy, but the foreign minister says Cheney renewed his call for cooperation between Europe and the United States on Georgia. Cheney wants Western nations to keep Russia from using his position as an energy supplier to intimidate its neighbors. In Islamabad, tests are being conducted on a powder that was sent in envelopes to two American diplomatic outposts in Pakistan. A U.S. embassy spokesman says a very small number of people had contact with the envelopes and that nobody is showing any signs of illness. From Kandahar, Afghan police say two blasts have gone off at a police headquarters in Kandahar and casualties are feared. One officer says a suicide bomber targeted a police commander in the former Taliban stronghold. For the first time, Israel's government is talking about paying Jewish settlers to leave their homes in the West Bank even before a peace deal is signed with the Palestinians. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says a peace agreement would require evacuating settlers, and the country needs to be thinking about these issues. Heavy machinery still hasn't begun the task of lifting huge slabs of rock from atop the homes of an Egyptian shantytown where at least 31 people are dead and many more may be buried. Residents and journalists have been moved away from the site amid fears that more rocks could break off the cliffs nearby. And Canada's prime minister is hoping to strengthen the governing position of his conservative minority government. Stephen Harper has dissolved Canada's parliament. I'm Pete LaValle, IRN USA Radio News.
Orgon Kimbusters are the people's answers to HAARP and NWO weather modification technologies. Kimbusters clear the skies and will bring rain to drought-prone areas. Prevent food shortages. Take back control of your skies with Orgon Kimbusters. With Kimbuster, you can expect an increase in yields and improvement to the taste of your foods. Orgon Products also introduces Miracle Miles. Miracle Miles not only uses amazing technology, but most importantly, Miracle Miles delivers results. During Miracle Miles trials, 18 to 20 people reported gas mileage improvements of up to 25%. Your car may also run better, less knocking, smoother ride, as reported by over half the participants in the initial study. Miracle Miles is encoded with the 528 Hertz frequencies. This is also known as C on the original Latin scale. Order Miracle Miles and Kimbuster today from Orgon Products and ask about our three-tier incentive program. Call Orgon Products at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309. 5309 or visit orgoneproducts.org.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It's really very simple. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times in the last century, governments have been looted in Mexico and in South Africa and in Japan. But nowhere ever, Russia's probably second best, or 110 years ago in China when it was being looted by the U.S. and Britain, mainly. Everybody had a piece of the pie. They broke it, what, in 9-10 pieces? China. But that's what empires do. They go in and they loot the raw resources. They dumb the public down. They hire governments to kick people off their property. They enslave. And now they've got high-tech propaganda to do it. And $4-plus trillion missing from the Pentagon, completely stolen. They will not discuss it. Anybody that talks about it gets murdered or kicked out of Congress. I mean, that's trillions. You see, they stole and they stole and they stole. Imagine 1947, National Security Act. We already had the robber barons. They already owned and ran and controlled most of the newspapers, owned most of the land, owned the railroads, owned most of the mayors. I mean, they'd have Pinkerton Security just come up to people striking 100 years ago, even 90 years ago, and they would just machine gun whole crowds. The Rockefellers would hire Pinkerton out in Colorado to go into camps of people, gold miners, who own their own property and just kill everybody. Look it up. Look up Pinkerton Massacre. Just type that in. Thousands of times. I mean, they had private contractors. They would. I mean, you think these Clint Eastwood movies invented this? No, that's art imitating life. But it wasn't six guys getting off a train. It'd be 1,000 guys getting off a train and killing an entire town. I mean, riding down three-year-olds running in the mud. Burning them up, killing every man, woman, and child. That's who these robber barons were 100 years ago. And they hired sociologists, psychologists, they hired the best minds, and they said, we want a dictatorship, and to use the U.S. and England to set up a world empire, how do we do it? And they said, okay, you need to hire a young dictator in Germany. Tell him you're backing him to take over. This is in the 20s. British think tanks, these are declassified. And they went and found Hitler. And they set him up and they turned him loose. That's just one program. These people are incredible. And then they corrupted our own military and our own CIA in 47. At first, they couldn't find Americans in the intelligence who would deal drugs and kidnap kids. So they hired Klaus Barbie. They hired Joseph Mengele. That was in the AP last week, I told you years ago, to run the child kidnapping. For the elites want kids. A lot of money to be made off that. To run the drugs. And Klaus Barbie went in and trained our CIA how to ship heroin and cocaine in. There were already a bunch of Nazis. Tens of thousands of them were sent to Central and South America. They used them as the mercenaries to control the cocaine and to start bringing it in here and making it a market. There's even been information declassified where the CIA at first said, we don't want police busting people for this. We want to build a market first. Then we're going to get these bastards and put them in prison. You understand the diabolic? And of course I freak out. You think I like going head up against these people? You think I like coming on air and telling you this? These are some diabolical people. And I know we got loaded phones. I said I'd go to them. It's just we're being looted. I mean, now it isn't enough. They're killing the goose that lays the golden eggs. Their evil is bad enough. But now, and I've had top former White House historians, economists on, former CIA high-level analysts, they're all saying the same thing. They say it appears that the Western elite is preparing to do a Stalin or Mao or Hitler mass cull and kill millions and totally take everything. See, that's why they're going for broke, folks. They don't care about the pension funds. They don't care about your future. That's why 10% of the college grads are Homeland Security. I mean, we are going to be the most evil nation ever seen, and they're going to take everything we've got. Your restaurants, your car dealerships, all you schmucks that back up this evil system and go along with it. They're planning to go with a red level, the most vicious type of predatory dictatorship ever seen, and they say they're doing it. And they're not just going to do it here, ladies and gentlemen, they are going to do it worldwide. The most vicious attack pattern ever seen. And out of that, they're going to take the remnants of what's left and use us as a Hessian. That was the old name of a particular county in Germany that delivered mercenaries out of Prussia. They are going to use us as a mercenary arm. You see, if they're going to loot trillions and destroy the economy and transfer it overseas into their new global corporate structure, backed up by NATO as their military force, they have to leave a vanguard. They have to make sure they bring the country down totally. They have to make sure we never get control of the government again so they can be punished. This is all thought out scientifically. And so that's why we have continuity of government. That's what the black op government's about. That's what all this is about. It's about committing the crime of history. Nothing will dwarf it. And it's about getting away with it, ladies and gentlemen. God help us. Because then when you get to the next level, they're minions just like drugs and money and power and evil and corruption. You know, and these psychopaths admire the psycho above them and they all feed on each other if you look at their criminology. But up top, it's these bankers and these families and these people with hyper 200 IQs. They literally do. That's why they're in control. But it's not just people with high IQs. It's psychopathic geniuses. That's kind of the survival of the fittest. I mean, if that's real, then that's what the ultimate penultimate thing is the super predator. And they're up top going, I will save the earth. I love my butterfly collection. I love my sparrow collection. I love the bugs and the bees. They're all dying. We must kill 90%+. And it's in official UN documents and Rockefeller and all of it. And so then you understand why they don't care about killing us or imprisoning us or selling us heroin and cocaine or CPSing our kids or putting poison in the water. Because we are scum and trash and they have nothing but disdain for us. And they write books about it saying it. They brag. We tell you what you're doing. You know, we tell you profane scum. That's what they call us. What you are. We tell you profane trash, what we're going to do to you, and then we do it to you and you do nothing. And they are just wiping us out, just destroying families, destroying IQs, cancer's exploding, sperm counts are dropping, women are going infertile, they're running eugenics on us, we've caught them thousands of times, sterilizing, poison, everything else. drugs in the water supply in higher levels than they could be from the secretions through the sewer systems in areas that aren't connected to sewer systems. They're drugging the water. They're drugging the air. They're attacking you. And they tell you what they're doing. They throw it in your face. I was watching the first Batman the other day. And in it they go, you know, we need to stage some terror attacks to make you mayor and blame it on Batman. How about something like the Reichstag or the Gulf of Tonkin? And then they go and put together different cosmetics that when you put them together make you sick, and then they sell you the drug. And they made more than five or six, count them up, movies where the government hijacks a plane to fly it in the World Trade Center to blame it on enemies in Afghanistan. I mean, they just throw it in your face over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's such a joke. Tom Clancy writes a book, puts out a video game to accompany it about the U.S. sneak attacking Russia in the summer of 2008 and 2001. And where does the U.S. sneak attack? But in Georgia. He writes a book about a hijacked plane being flown to the World Trade Center. They love flaunting it. All right, I'm not going to say any more, I promise. Calls for the rest of the show, other than some tidbits of news I'm going to hit. I promise we'll get to Gary, George, Randall, Gage, Jimmy, Tom, everybody else. We're just going to get to you, I promise, when we come back from this call. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back from this break. I'm just an average man. And to discover all of this and to find out that a lot of intelligentsia, a lot of money, a lot of smart people I talk to, yeah, go, Alex, we know. We're joining it. It's the only way to survive. We're going to join killing the population. We're going to join the police state. And I'm like, my God, these people put fluoride in the water, sodium fluoride filled with lead and mercury, knowing it's, yeah, that's what sodium fluoride is. And they know, and they know. They even, from the water districts, pump it at five times the level of the black neighborhoods and the whites. That's mainstream congressional reports. They pump lead into the black neighborhoods, and it's in congressional reports. I mean, I'm living in a hellhole of insanity with morons running around gobbling cheeseburgers, laughing at it. It's incredible. Face the horror if you want to save what's good.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org.
Are you tired of searching for Craig Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've all heard the term, think outside the box. Well, you better do that, because it's not pretty. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. Let's go to Gary in California. Thanks for holding, Gary. You're on the air worldwide.
Yes. Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. Did you have a chance to see the Republican 9/11 tribute the other day, where they did their little disgusting display?
Well, I know McCain and Obama are both going to go sit on top of the corpse of the Black Op Reichstag attack, and coming up in a few days in New York. And I know they've had some other 9/11 tributes to both Republicans and Democrats leeching off of it, training the slaves how to worship their abusers.
Right, right. I was just wondering if you had caught that. You had brought up the whole 9/11 thing with Obama and McCain.
Yes.
Best way to undercut it is to use evidence. That's the reason I'm bringing it up, is I'm wondering if you're still interested in the terrorist storm bibliography.
Yes, if folks want to build us a terrorist storm bibliography and the bibliography checks out and is accurate, we'll do it. We had a big volunteer. I guess that's you who did whatistheendgame.com.
Yeah, we had some wires crossed. I was trying to send it to you a couple times in the past, but...
Okay, great. Well, and we had another fellow who did the martial law bibliography. You'd put a lot of work into whatistheendgame.com, the bibliography on that page. So why don't you get – Kurt is about to relaunch Prison Planet with a new design in the next week. But why don't you email Kurt, and I need to make him his own InfoWars email. Email Aaron at InfoWars.com. And then we can give you the data page link or something so you can make a bibliography for any of the films you want to.
Okay. Well, that was the last one I was going to do. I'm expecting other people to get off their end.
Well, they need to. What was it like doing the bibliography for, because obviously we have all the documents we made the film with, but this guy went out and reverse engineered it and even did bibliography for the video clips themselves. What was it like doing the research? Because, you know, you did the same research we did doing a bibliography into Endgame.
Well, I already knew the stuff, so it wasn't really a big deal. Anybody hits a library will find this stuff out.
You know what? Give me your full name and number. Guys, get it from this great fella. Gary, you know what? Pearls before swine. You've been throwing these pearls before us. You're the best. We're trying to hire more web people, gear up so we can, you know, use the great material people give us. But, yes, I do want a new bibliography. What film was it you were saying you want to do one for?
Terror Storm Special Edition, what I consider to be your second best film.
Well, thank you. What do you think the best film is?
Endgame.
Yeah. Endgame, yeah. Yeah, Terror Storm Final Cut Special Edition, whatever you want to call it, is a really powerful film, and I will get you in touch with my guys. And so I'm sorry we haven't been as responsive as we should be, my friend.
No, that's fine. I understand. You're doing a great job. Hey, actually, are you going to be on the air Sunday, a week from today?
Yes.
Hey, can I come on the air with you and go over some stuff? I think it'll be an interesting conversation.
Well, my producer is sitting in there right now, and so let me just get your name and number. And I mean, I recognize talking to you in the past, but your last name and stuff. And let's just set that up through set that up through Trey. But give us a prelude. I mean, what is it particularly you wanted to talk about?
Well, solutions. Ways to actually use what we know to actually move people. You know, take, for instance, the bibliography for Endgame or Terrorstorm. You have plenty of young people listening. All they need to do, say, you know, for any book, not book report, but any report they have to do to a class, say to college, you got all your sources right there.
Yeah, do one on Endgame and then educate the 30 kids in the government death camp.
Yeah, but don't do it on one where it's a paper that only your professor is going to see, because they can try to shut you down and edit you and just mess over you with your grades.
Yeah, do it for like a book report where you read it.
Right, as an audience.
Absolutely beautiful plan. What else? Another solution?
Well, confront people. As far as you need to make it essentially cool. That's what is used for us, Madison Avenue, right? Oh, people, it isn't cool to be a conspiracy theorist and all that nonsense.
Well, it actually is the coolest thing you can be. You know, I mean, that's what all Hollywood, the government heads are into. Are you kidding? The media, the mainline dying old media, dinosaur media, is falling apart right now, saying 9/11 truth is dead when it's bigger than ever, exploding everywhere. People don't listen to the alternative media anymore, but all the statistics show the opposite.
The mainstream media is falling because they lie too much.
That's it, my friend. Well, Trey's got the microphone over there. What's going on, Trey?
I just want to say I've been seeing everyone steal your MO. Every time I watch an investigative news show, like on MSNBC or something, they've always got a camera in the street, or they were going into looking at lobbyists, you know, being wined and dined and stuff, and took secret cams and then confronted them when they found them on the street. So everyone's doing what you're doing. You've opened up a whole new realm.
Well, I don't want to say that I invented all of that. I would say Michael Moore or some of the investigative journalists before him did. Now, this confronting politicians, not as media but as activists, and then following them around and having other citizens do it. And the first viral videos really were mine. The first political viral videos, anti-New World Order stuff, were my films. And so that's my claim to fame. Well, listen, we're going to get your full info there, okay?
Okay.
Gary, I got a whole butter. I'll never get to anybody.
Yeah, you got a whole show. Get back to me.
All right, thank you. You're awesome. Okay, get him on hold. Get his info. Okay, let's talk to Randall in Washington. Thanks for holding, Randall.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Okay, chemtrails. That has been my focus of what I'm going to do to take action against all the stuff that you're bringing up.
And well, here's the problem. The chemtrail researchers never talked about the fact that the government declassified it all. It's kind of like everybody talks about secret FEMA camps but never holds up the Houston Chronicle or Newsmax or Whitehouse.gov, but they have built camps for the American people, and there's congressional hearings. I have it all right here. They're spraying sulfur dioxide. They're spraying barium salts over every U.S. city, and they admit it causes neurological effects and behavioral changes. This is a federal government. The disturbance of blood circulation, heart damage, effects on eyesight and eyes, reproductive failure, damage to immune systems, stomach and gastrointestinal disorder. It goes on, I'm sorry, liver damage, kidney function, hearing defects, disturbances in hormonal metabolic system, dermatological effects, suffocation and lung embolism. Sorry, go ahead.
And along that lines, I can lay a map of Texas, and I have this. I have a map of Texas.
You can show live satellite video that they've got links to on the web, and it's just spray trails everywhere. Go ahead.
But I've got a prevalence of autism, and then you lay over that where they spray the heaviest, and it's almost the same identical map.
Well, it is the metals that cause the neuron damage in the babies, and so it screws up the connection between the cerebral cortex and the main areas of the brain. And you're absolutely right. And then taking the inoculations boosts that. But, yes, aluminum, barium, sulfur dioxide, all of this is toxic to the brain.
So let me tell you how I'm doing it, how I'm battling this. First of all, every state has a law on weather modification. Just type in your state law and then weather modification. Sometimes they call it weather mitigation, okay? Second thing I've done is I've taken samples out of my yard. I found a local lab. I'm having them analyzed for barium and aluminum.
And also what we've done is now all over the country, mainline newscasts see it sprayed. They test it, and it is aluminum, barium, sulfur dioxide. And the local news is filming the planes fly spraying them.
Right. According to our state law in the state of Washington, I have a right to know, and I'm going to go to the governor with this. This is the third thing. On the 15th, I'm attending a legislative reception. I'm going to go to the governor with my results, with the pictures of the spraying up above, with the statistics on what barium does, and the legislative bills that are currently in the House and ask her if she will support me in cleaning up our skies.
And by the way, this is all admitted in Congress. There's funding. It's in the London Guardian everywhere. Yeah. And thousands of universities admit they're part of it. But then you tell the cattle and they go moo like a dumb cow and say it doesn't exist.
Alex, I have a plan to get to the cattle, too. Do you want to hear it?
Well, I mean, if they tell the cattle there's not a sky, they'll start saying there's no sky. But, yeah, I'll put you on hold. Come back to you real quick after the news. I promise we're going to get to everybody. Going to get to everybody. Infowars.com. Soldier.
Keep up. We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
gentlemen against tyranny. I'm sick of it. Private corporations coming in and taking over our government and raping the daylights out of us has become a cancer. They are bringing the country down. They are sucking the world dry. You want to be like Argentina? You want to live like communist China? You better wake up then, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go back to your calls. Randall in Washington, finish up real quick. How do you get the cattle who don't know what continent they live on, who don't know where their state capital is, who only know how to claim they're real smart and know everything and they think reading a newspaper is extremely intellectual? How do you reach out to them and explain that it's officially admitted that chemical, biologicals, radiologicals are routinely sprayed on us and that there is a massive worldwide program of spraying barium salts, aluminum dioxide, sulfur dioxide, and a bunch of other horrible things into the atmosphere?
You show them that it's already impacting them right now. I made a Google video or a YouTube video. It's called Poison from Above. I do a test where I rinse 2 teaspoons of Merlot, 1 teaspoon of hydrogen peroxide. What comes out of your mouth is the result of what many believe is the result of what they're spraying down. When people see that, they say, oh my God, that's not human. What the hell is it? And
there's no doubt there's a lot of different programs going on, some crazy stuff. So, there's an article Paul Watson wrote, U.S. Government Mad Scientist, Geoengineer Atmosphere. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. U.S. government scientists are bombarding the skies with acid rain causing pollutant, sulfur dioxide, in an attempt to, quote, fight global warming by geoengineering the planet, despite the fact that injecting aerosols in the upper atmosphere carries with it a host of both known and unknown dangers. And if you go read it, we got all the links to universities, governments admitting they're doing it. A Nobel Prize winner in the early 90s came up with this plan. And the Western governments implemented it by the mid-90s, and that's when chemtrails became chemtrails. That's when condensation trails started forming lower than 10,000 feet in the summer. That's when trails started staying in the sky. That's only one program, though. There's a whole bunch of other programs. Don't believe me? Just type bubonic plague sprayed on northern England, and they sprayed people, or U.S. citizens killed in New York subway. You know, there's thousands of tests, or foster children radiated to death by U.S. government, or black men allowed to die and spread syphilis over 45 years. You know, there's thousands of these. But the main reason they did it was to create cadres of government agents that would kill when given orders. It was a test to create this legion of wickedness. Okay, let's go to George in Florida. George in Florida, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. Great bumper music.
Thank you.
So you know your previous guest, Greg Pound, Thursday night he got arrested. He was on a list of a GOP event for the convention, and they arrested him for trespass without warning.
No, wait. Greg Pound had his children CPS'd. Famous case. The lady went to jail. The CPS worker for lying, but they still said he doesn't get his children. And I've interviewed him. We need to interview him again. Greg Pound, write that down. What happened to him here in the land of the free, home of the brave?
Well, he was on a list of invitees to go to a GOP gala event to watch John McCain spew. But the Hilton personnel said, you're not welcome, even though he's on a list, and they arrested him for trespass without warning.
They've arrested people that are on the list to be at debates. Arbitrarily. I mean, they arrested a bunch of AP reporters and are charging people with terrorism who did nothing. I mean, this is about don't go out, don't complain, we'll send you to jail as a terrorist.
Well, anyway,
shut up while we loot the pension funds and suck the country dry.
Alex, right now he's in a mental facility. The psychiatrist.
Oh, yeah, that's the new thing. If you don't like tyranny and don't like corruption, they throw you in a mental institution.
Yes. Would you like his contact number in the facility?
Yes. I'm going to put you on hold. And Trey, I want somebody on about this Greg Pound thing tomorrow, okay? And I recognize you, caller. I've had you on as a guest as well. Okay. All part of the freedom. Yep. You're a mental patient if you don't like world government. That's where it's all. We tasered you. The taser didn't kill you. It's a new syndrome. They're saying in the U.S. and Europe, because of thousands of deaths after being electroshocked, and then Taser and others sue any medical examiner or coroner that say that the electroshocks killed them. Taser's going from 50,000 volts to 70,000 volts. And when you die from it, they say it's a syndrome. Or when the cops jump on your neck and break it, they go, oh, it's a new syndrome. Okay, so try that. If you beat your wife to death and the cops show up, just say, oh, no, officer, it wasn't me beating her with a billy club. It was a syndrome. Hey, but the cattle will buy it. Oh, you don't like world government. Oh, you're going to a mental institution. You don't like it? We kidnapped both your kids. And then you went to court and sent the social worker to prison for lying, but still they won't give your kids back. Oh, it's a syndrome. Everything's a syndrome. Well, it is a syndrome of control. It's kind of like sudden infant death syndrome has been directly linked in a whole passel of mainline studies to inoculations. Baby gets too many shots. Baby has a bad reaction, inflammation on the brain. So then it gives you pancreatitis and gives you the diabetes. And baby has a convulsion and dies or gets sick. They don't just claim that it's sudden infant death. Then they try to claim, oh, you shook the baby to death. So we don't just kill your baby with the vaccine. We take your butt to prison. And like I told you, HPV, the human papillomavirus shot, was killing women. Well, now it's big national news a year after we told you. In the trials, it killed a bunch of women. Well, then why did Governor Rick Perry claim that it was the law you had to take it, which itself is a fraud? Take 5 minutes and find out he made it the list of recommended vaccines to the health department. Then the school, through color of law, says it's the law you've got to take it, which is not the truth. And why did he do that? Because once he says it's a mandatory vaccine, then state and federal funding kicks in to pay for liability from the people that it kills. That's pretty sick and hardcore, isn't it? Robert in Austin, you're on the air. Hope you're taking your shots and drinking your fluoride. If you don't, we'll put you in a mental institution. Government doesn't lie. Go ahead, Robert.
I'm distilled, Alex.
Hi.
I'm drinking distilled.
Well, that's mental illness. You need to go to prison for that. Remember back a year ago when they tried to pass the amnesty bill but said it was secret, no one could see it but trust us, and then Senator Sessions leaked it, and it was total, complete amnesty for 30-something million illegals, and for 8 years in perpetuity. That's why we say 30. It was 15, and then the next few years. And then felons were going to be legalized, and it was total amnesty, total pardon, and they said, okay, you caught us. It is a lying, criminal, scumbag government. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to talk about Obama and McCain, what they're going to be doing on 9/11, and I've got an Associated Press article here where they're part of this presentation called Service Nation, and what it is, it's a conglomerate of service groups, and they're actually calling for the creation of 100 million service jobs.
No, I knew that, and now it's not just service. Remember, 5 years ago, to fool the unemployment numbers and to skew some of the statistics, any job, including 7-Eleven, where you put a hot dog in a bun, is manufacturing. Remember that? A hamburger is a manufacturing job. I mean, that's what I mean. The government was always corrupt, folks. All governments are corrupt, and you know that's part of life. But I mean, this isn't boss hog corruption. This is scientific evil.
The way I see it is, after the economy continues to get worse and worse, there's going to be fewer and fewer jobs, and so.
But see, they're just going to issue more currency and hire local CIA on your block.
And I've noticed that service is kind of the new buzzword. You know, Time magazine did an article about national service. Both McCain, Obama, and Hillary was before she was out.
Yeah, but notice the new national service is a 1 million man environmental tattletale corps, a 1 million man anti-terror force. Yeah. No, it's Stasi, Citizen Stasi. It isn't just going to be CIA on our streets paying off mayors. It's going to be that local control freak down the street.
Yeah, and everybody that loves Obama needs to go and watch the video where he calls for a national security force with as much power and funding as the military.
And you know where he astutely called for that? In Colorado Springs, the true site of the corporate criminal capital. Excellent call. Anything else, terrorist?
No, that's it. Terrorist out.
All right, thought criminal. Visit the Thought Criminal websites, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a six-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. We're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The media is not even reporting that the U.S. military, if you can call it that, the oil company's military has been attacking Pakistan the last few days. They, in turn, have shut off the oil pipeline to Afghanistan. Nowhere in our news. So much other news, but I'm just going to go to your calls. I kind of didn't take calls last week. I'm taking a lot this week, and I always enjoy hearing from you. Trooper disagrees, so I'm going to skip ahead to him, and then I'm going to go to Tom, Chris, and Travis. You are on the air, Trooper. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. So back in 2000, you disagreed with me about Bush, and I was 100% wrong, and you were at least 50% right.
Well, I know you, Trooper. I've known you for about 10 years. Now, Trooper's a classic Austinite. But Trooper, I don't remember what I was right about years ago. What was it?
Well, I was saying, look, Alex, Bush is a Texas guy. He's got to be okay.
I remember that.
That is Gore, and I was 100% wrong.
But I wasn't saying I was for Gore either. I just said I can't vote for either one. You know?
No, the only reason is we don't know how bad Gore would have been. I don't see how he could have been as
well. Well, they run nothing. They're puppets. So in a way, you're right. It doesn't matter. It's just a different face on it.
Okay, well, look, I disagree with you, this time I think I'm right, because I think there is a difference between Obama and McCain.
Okay, who are you for?
I'm for Obama.
Well, I got to tell you, Dr. Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor, big conservative, he's for Obama. All these other top people, who they just say that McCain will continue what the Bushes are doing, and that there's some difference between Obama and them. I don't believe these polls that Obama's losing by like 10 points right now. I just do not believe that, folks.
Oh, I don't believe it for a minute. I don't believe this latest one that just came out that, oh, yeah, the one that said just as many people watched McCain as they did Obama.
Or more. Yeah, well, I mean, it might have been because of this Palin. But the point is, she will run nothing. She will do nothing. Trooper, it's good hearing from you, buddy.
Well, a couple of quick things.
Yeah.
The reason I believe this is because I can see them flat out lying to me, the McCain campaign. I verify what they're saying. They're lies.
Oh, I mean, they tell you that Iran runs Al-Qaeda. I mean, Iran is Shiite, folks. Yeah.
Here's what scares me, too. Cheney, who's part of the Republican Party that McCain is hooked up with, is out there trying to stir up a nuclear war, it appears, at this time.
I know, and exactly. And they think the public's so dumb, Trooper, that they tell the American people that Russia snuck attack Georgia. I mean, folks, that you can verify that's a lie. That's what I mean. I've never seen such lies. It's even blowing me away. It's here's an example of lies. Everything's a lie now. Budweiser got bought a few months ago by a giant European conglomerate based in the Netherlands, in Holland. It's actually based in Sweden and Holland. The point is, it's a European company. And based in the North Country, as they call it, the lowlands. And there I start going into a geography lesson. It doesn't matter. The point is, a foreign company bought Budweiser, and there's a big hue and cry, so then now they put on all their bottles of beer, American ale, huge, it's American. It was always American before. Now it isn't American. I personally don't care. It's all multinational anyways. That's why I used to only buy American cars. What's the point? It's all of the parts are made outside the country and shipped in. And then illegal aliens put them together. I mean, it doesn't even... But, I mean, it's all PR. It's like they put coats of paint on a rotten building. But you stick your finger through the front door of it. It's so rotten. I mean, the government is totally criminal, folks. I keep saying that, but I mean, they are looting everything right now. I want to tell the police and the military, if I'm lying, I'm dying. This stuff's so bad, I can't even articulate 1/100th how bad it is, what I even know. The corruption is so unbelievable, is so massive. These people are so wicked. They literally see us like T-bone steaks. They see us as a steak on the table to be eaten. And we certainly act like it. It's just, oh my God. Got a hotline call there. I wonder if that's the Keebler Elves calling. Let's talk to Tom in Tampa. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I want to talk about chemtrails, but first, just something on the RNC.
Vitamin trails. The government's spraying us to help us.
I know. But one little thing on the RNC. Last week, on Thursday, at the top of the hour news, they announced that they made some arrests there of anarchists, and the anarchists turned out to be police. So that's one thing I wanted to bring up.
Well, we've caught the police being anarchists in Seattle, in Canada, and other times. I didn't know they'd caught police actually in the RNC. What's the source on that?
That was, you want me to mention the radio station?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, WFLA.
Well, of course. Okay. I need a pen. I forgot a pen. Okay, what did WFLA say?
It was at 6 o'clock, and they said arrest anarchists were arrested, and they turned out to be police. It was at 6.
Okay, I need people to post that on the PrisonPlanet.com forum as a thread. Here's the deal. I've caught Austin cops at a Fortune 500 meeting in 99 staging stuff and stopped them. I know we stopped them from doing stuff in Denver because they knew we had over 100 people there watching with cameras. 500 Klan, they were showing up. We had about 100 camera people out there. We know they do this, but here's the key. The anarchists, what's admitted, would dump over trash cans, dump over the big concrete benches. Then they would run, and then the police arrested hundreds of two AP reporters. But what I'm saying is total hundreds of mainline reporters, and then are charging them with terrorism. They're charging them with terrorism. They're facing like 20 years in prison. And the cops arrested Amy Goodman and all these other people and are charging them with felonies. On camera, they're doing nothing. So they were targeting the press and the RNC. And now I've got all these articles where they use the Patriot Act in non-terror-related cases. But this was a state terror law. And then I remember they tried to pass a law 5 years ago in Oregon that said if you protest, you get life in prison in a forced labor camp. It actually says forced labor camp in the bill. And then they tried to pass a law 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago in Rhode Island. This was in the Providence Journal saying if you disagree with the government, life in prison. I mean, folks, they're really seeing what they can get away with. We're in a red level emergency. Anything else?
Okay, this is my main point, okay, as far as chemtrails are concerned. Alex, I got photographic evidence from my dad. From the 70s that they were doing chemtrails.
Well, they were doing tests then, and I've had the father of weather weapons on. When it all got declassified 4 years ago, we were able to get Dr. Ben Livingston on, meteorologist,
mm-hmm.
the father of weather weapons on. And boy, after he talked to me, he was told to shut up. He won't come on now.
Going through my dad's album a few months ago, I know what chemtrails look like. It was 1977. My dad thought it was contrails, but it formed a crude A. Okay, three trails.
No, I know. It forms at levels. It's not ice crystals. They're spraying different things out. Look, it's scientific. Why are we talking about photos and albums? I'm not knocking that, but, I mean, it's all mainstream news. I've got a story just with dozens of mainstream links, universities, governments admitting they're doing it right here. I mean, it's just no debating it. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Alex, I want to tell you that you were right about these convenience stores or these corporations talking about corruption. Anything you buy in those 24-hour convenience stores, they want information, ID and information.
Yeah, no. They 6 years ago in Chicago, they had a global consortium meeting, and the bank said, we'll give you insurance cuts if you follow this. That's why they swipe your card. They want you to register for gas now. It's all about tracking and getting ready to show ID for the national sales tax.
Exactly, and they ask for birth date information and everything, and it's incredible. And I know it's going to a database.
Oh, it's admitted. I mean, I had a guy who worked at Diamond Shamrock before it got sold to Valero, and he was a vet listener, and he said, come behind here. I want to show you what's happening. He goes, when we swipe your card, if you buy beer or cigarettes, he goes, it goes through a database, and it just lets me know if it's all right, but they're running your background on this. And he goes, man, I heard you talk about this on the show, but here it is. And I said, well, don't you care they're watching you live on the camera? And he goes, no, I'm quitting next week, and he did. But, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are freaking out about it because they just got it here just a few months ago.
I hear you. Hey, good to hear from you, man. Love you to death. Let's talk to Sam in Deutschland. Sam, you got about 45 seconds.
Hey, Alex. I'm just calling on with on the prison platforms. We got kind of a Iran watch going on. Israel on Haaretz.com is saying that they need all Israelis need to leave Sinai and Thailand and Turkey immediately. And they're also saying that they need to evacuate the West Bank as soon as possible. So we're thinking maybe this is like a gear up for the big strike on Iran or something, you know?
Well, we know they don't have the aircraft carriers there for nothing. And the biggest Swiss paper came out last week and said the hit is on in late September, early October. I hope that's not the case, but, you know, if our government will launch a sneak attack on Russia, Lord knows what they'll do.
Oh, God, I know.
By the way, Russia moved nukes in and threatened to nuke the U.S. That's why U.S. forces pulled back. They were.
Yeah, that's, man.
They're not playing games, ladies and gentlemen. They have been emboldened by being able to steal trillions out of the Pentagon. This Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac is a total takeover. They imploded that. They took all the real assets out the back door. Total criminality everywhere. They are going for broke. World government is about a criminal group running world looting. This transmission will now conclude. I'll be back tomorrow live at InfoWars.com and on stations across the country. And, of course, always here Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with this syndicated transmission. God bless you all. I swear to you that I'm telling you the truth and that I'm an honorable person, but don't believe me. Check into the facts and find out the truth. Go with God.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gee, honey, those new shoes look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white and that one's thick and yellow.
Here's my secret. Nonex Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the cause of nail discoloration.
So that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. You'll need to use it daily, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. When we go to the beach next summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Target, and other fine pharmacies and mass retailers in the foot care section.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
IRNUSA Radio News.